In this bulletin, concerns over the detention of an Australian television news presenter in China. Police locate a man with coronavirus who travelled from Victoria into Queensland. And in cycling, Australian sprinter Caleb Ewan wins stage 3 of the Tour de France. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A Chinese relations academic says the detention of an Australian journalist in China sends a bad message to other workers abroad who have opinions, even if they're not outspoken. Television anchor Cheng Lai has been in custody since August the 14th, and Australian consular staff are helping her, but it's unclear why she's been detained. The University of Melbourne's Chinese Studies lecturer Delia Lin has told SBS News the world needs free thinkers like her to create healthy dialogue.
So that does sense a very chilling effect, because she's not someone who's been saying, who's been publishing books on constitutional reform in China or different political, suggesting different political systems for China. She's never done that.
The social media site Facebook is threatening to block Australian users from sharing news if it has to compensate media outlets for publishing their content. Facebook's Australian boss, Will Easton, says a draft code of conduct disregards the relationship between social media platforms and news organisations. He says Facebook may be forced to stop users sharing local and international content on Facebook and Instagram, and is warning of possible harm to the Australian media industry. An advisor to US President Donald Trump is offering a symbol of hope to Palestinians after the first commercial flight between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Jared Kushner from the White House was part of a delegation on the historic flight, marking the start of a deal to normalise relations between the UAE and Israel. Palestinians are opposed to the US agreement brokered under President Trump, but Mr. Kushner says they can't remain stuck in the past. He's talked up the significance of the flight.
Also historic was the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia granting permission for this Israeli commercial flight to use its airspace. This is the first time that this has ever happened. I would like to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for making that possible.
Victoria has recorded 70 new COVID-19 cases and a further 5 deaths. The state's rising death toll takes the national count to 677 coronavirus fatalities. Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos has confirmed the state government's amended emergency bill will be for a proposed 6-month extension. New South Wales has recorded 13 new cases, 2 are from hotel quarantine. Queensland police have identified a positive coronavirus case attempting to illegally enter the state from Victoria. The state has recorded 2 new COVID-19 cases, and the man intercepted at the airport has entered quarantine. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state's border measures are strong and are working.
But police have done an absolute wonderful job in apprehending a man who is positive. So, of course, there'll be some contact tracing on that flight that came in from Melbourne to Brisbane, but came into Queensland positive.
The Queensland government plans to keep its borders shut for at least another month because of community transmission in the southern states. The United Nations boss is warning progress to advance women's rights is being lost because of the global coronavirus pandemic. There are reports of a rise in teenage pregnancies, girls not attending school, and fears they may not return to the classroom at all. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's already observed a reversal in gender equality, such as more violence against women.
In short, the pandemic is exposing and exacerbating the considerable hurdles women face in achieving their rights and fulfilling their potential.
In cycling, Australian sprinter Caleb Ewan has taken stage honours, winning the 3rd stage in the Tour de France. His Lotto Soudal team had some early setbacks in the race with the loss of 2 team members. Ewan says his team is staying motivated and everyone is putting in a strong performance.
You know, it's the Tour de France, you know, it's the biggest race in the world, and it's the one that every rider wants to win at. And yeah, you know, I'm so happy to get another win and prove that last year wasn't just a fluke.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, showers, 16 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, much the same, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14 degrees. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Similar conditions in Sydney, 18. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 19. Brisbane, also cloudy, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.